There's rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns are toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
For nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel.
Put out all points bulletin. We'll set him roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention! Attention!
I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time to touch
Jones. Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Hey. Hey. Welcome to Stronghold Radio. I'm your host, Dutch Jones. We're going to do an hour today, just so you know, because we got to go to Bible study. It seems like I just said that. I can't believe how quickly the week rolls around and all the weirdness that happens during that week. So here we are. It is the 4th of May. May the 4th be with you. It's Star Wars Day. And I was like, May the 4th be with you? Which, of course, means tomorrow is the 5th of May. So, and you know what that is. Cinco de Ammo Day. Go out and buy as much ammo as you can tomorrow. Cinco de Ammo. Cinco de Ammo Day tomorrow, and celebrate appropriately. And so go out, and even if it's just 22 shells, buy some. Buy as much as you can afford. Well, let's see. What's going on? Not much. What's going on with you guys? We are live. There is a phone number to call in. It's 559-346-8362. I want to thank everybody for getting in the chat room. I want to thank everybody for sending me emails that I reviewed today. We got, didn't get any hate mail today. I guess I've been addressing it appropriately and telling people to go take a hike. If they don't like, go take a hike. So, that's good. And I've got some weird news stories, some other news stories. I want to start off with this one because these kind of stories, I don't know how to react to them because at one point I'm really happy and at the other point I'm really sad for just, you know, the fallout to a family. But, you know, under the case of couldn't have happened to a nicer fella. California boy charged with murdering neo-Nazi dad. And of course, yeah, we'll talk a little bit about OBL later, but I've got some articles on that. But this one I want to talk about. And there's kind of a loose personal connection. I'm from the Riverside area, and I know people that hang around down there. And there's like the National Socialist Movement, the NSM. They have the big word socialist in there. They're Nazis. And they tried to weasel their way into a lot of things that I've been involved with. And I've been spending a lot of effort campaigning against them. Riverside, California, a 10-year-old boy was charged Wednesday with murdering his neo-Nazi father in the family's Southern California home in what prosecutors say is an extremely unusual case because of the child's age. Riverside County prosecutors decided to charge the boy with murder involving the use of a handgun after reviewing the facts surrounding the early Sunday morning shooting. It was about 4 a.m. in the morning in another article. He came out. His father was either sleeping or laying on the couch and put a gun to his head and pulled the trigger. The father's name is Jeff Hall, a 32-year-old plumber who has carried a swastika flag and led allies outside a local synagogue and day labor sites in the Riverside area. Prosecutors declined to provide additional details until the boy enters a plea. Now, I could read this whole thing here, but he had siblings. There's a divorce involved. They said the 10-year-old was prone to violence and anger problems at 10 years old. What was going on in that family? It's easy to judge, I know. But when you add the Nazi thing in there, I just pray that the kids are with a good family member. I don't want them to be in the foster care system. I want them to be with a good family member that hopefully isn't a stinking Nazi. But I read that a couple hours ago, and I was like, wow, I recognize that name. I know who these people are. I've never met them. And I'm glad I never did. I've seen them, and I know people that have met them, and people that I dislike greatly talked about how great they were, and in fact, tried to get them on the radio show here. This guy, they wanted this guy, Hall, to come on the radio show and talk about how great it is that they're fighting illegal immigration. I said, no Nazis. So I pray for the boy that he gets the help he needs and that the other siblings don't end up going back to a stinking Nazi family. But a weird thing there, you know, just something you read and the next thing you know, it's like, hey, I actually know who this guy is. Other stuff, boy, there's all kinds of weirdness going on. And I want to, this one I want to share with you for those of you that are always, when we have the discussions on here, I kind of poo-poo it a little bit, the technology invasion, because it's like, you know, I don't really care. They already know who I am and where I'm at. But here's something that goes into your side saying, yeah, it is a problem. Suit against PC renters raises privacy questions. Pittsburgh, you didn't pay your bill. We need your computer back. And here's a picture of you typing away on it. The computer rental company told a client as it tried to repossess the machine. Those allegations appeared in a federal lawsuit alleging that the firm, Atlanta-based Aaron's Inc., you know, Aaron's Rent-to-Own, loaded computers with spyware to crack renters' keystrokes, make screenshots, and even take webcam images and videos using the device at home. The suit filed by a Wyoming couple Tuesday raises a new question on how invasive custodians of technology should be in protecting their equipment. The funny thing about this was that when they went to repossess it, they were wrong. It was paid off. This couple that started this in Wyoming that filed this, and hopefully more people will jump on board, produced a receipt, canceled checks, all that kind of stuff. And the guy's like, oh, man, we're really sorry. They're like, well, wait a minute. What's with this picture you said you had of us using it? And he goes, oh, let me show you. And the guy, this, you know, probably some 20-year-old under-management repo guy, I've been there, said, oh, here's what we do. I'm not supposed to tell you this, but there's a GPS unit, and there's a remote control software in there that says we get to activate your computer remotely, and we can see what you're doing. Same thing happened here in the, I think it was either Clovis or Fresno School District. They were assigning computers to kids to take home and do their homework on. It's better than carrying a great big giant bag of books. I have no problem with technology. I just don't like class. I don't like public school. But several of the computers were stolen. So what they did is they did the same thing. They activated it to see who stole them. Well, and then in the newspaper article, they just flippantly said, yeah, we turned on the computer's LoJack system, and we were able to see who was using the computer, and we identified them against our student records, and we went and recovered the stolen computers. It's weird. But the couple who sued Aaron said that they had no clue the computer they rented last year was equipped with a device that could spy on them. Brian Bird, 26, and his wife, Crystal, 24, said they didn't even realize that was possible until a store manager in Casper, Wyoming, came to their home on December 22nd. Now, we've got to assume that this is in everything we own, from cars, motorcycles, motorhomes. The good thing is that your microwave doesn't have a camera in it, or does it? So another reason not to do those ridiculous rent-to-own schemes. At least that's what I'm saying. I was involved in it on the other way for a brief time. I needed a job. I'm not making excuses. I'm just telling you what happened. And it's a scam, those things. But now they're putting more of that stuff in it. Maybe that's what got Osama. Maybe that's what got it. And let's get back to... Let me see what's going on in the chat room. Let's see. Yeah, everybody's talking about that. Good. People want to talk about OBL. It's still going hot. If you go to our Facebook page, just go to Facebook, type in Dutch Jones, send me a friend request. I will allow it in. I don't let the general public see what we're doing because of things that have happened. I get whiners that, you know, want to go running. You know what he said on his Facebook page? He reposted an article that says this. So we're not going to... You have to be my friend. And, of course, I probably have a ton of false friends on there, but that's just the way it is. But Osama bin Laden, dead. His wife claims she watched him die. His 12-year-old daughter says that he was alive. He surrendered. He didn't have any weapons on him. They dragged him out and into the clearing and shot him in the head. The changes that are happening so fast on this story has got to have the script writers in the basement of the White House just going nuts. I'm trying to open the page here. The Drudge Report has actually got some good pictures up, not of OBL. They've got some pictures up of some of his people in there. But everybody's saying that not a shot was fired from the compound now. So it's like they made up this story, and it's going against him. Because what happens when you make up a story? The other side can make up a story, too. So it's blowing up in their face. And it's like I was talking to the pastor earlier about this. We both believe that he was dead long ago, and that this is just something that's being manufactured for whatever evil reason. But Pakistan's going nuts. Pakistan's saying, hey, you can't, don't do this again. You didn't have permission to do that. You had permission to go get the Bali bomber. Remember that? The Bali bomber. You remember that guy? Blew up that discotheque in Bali and killed a bunch of people. Well, they said they were going after him. Because the Pakistanis are now saying, well, we knew about that compound since 2009. So Bin Laden had $450 or $500 sewn into his clothes. He was ready to flee. He had phone numbers con in there. Wife confronted U.S. forces but was not killed. This is according to a London newspaper from Pakistani sources. You know how they said that he used his wife as a human shield? No, she actually rushed at, with her arms flailing in the air, I assume, at one of the Navy SEALs, and he shot her in the leg. She's not dead. She was not a human shield but was simply trying to protect or distract the Navy SEALs. U.S. and Pakistan are currently in a custody battle over one of his wives, probably the one that was shot. She's the youngest wife. She was like 17 from Yemen, I think it was. The British bishop over there, a British bishop, I don't know their hierarchy, says this isn't justice, it's revenge. People are saying killing makes Obama look like a Chicago mobster. I like that one. They're burning flags and doing all kinds of stuff all around the world now, and they said they didn't want to show any pictures to save retaliation. Let's see here if I've got the right pictures. Yeah, I've got the right pictures here. Osama bin Laden's daughter has claimed that he was captured alive, that he surrendered in his Pakistani hideout, and then was shot by U.S. Special Forces after he surrendered. Arabic news network Al Arabiya quoted senior Pakistani security officials, so that's like a guy down at the 7-Eleven telling you you can't skateboard there, who said the 12-year-old saw her father executed and his body dragged to a helicopter. A Pakistani official rejected U.S. accounts of a bloody 40-minute firefight, saying not a single bullet was fired from the compound at the U.S. forces and their helicopters. The chopper developed some technical fault and crashed, and the wreckage was left on the spot, so they weren't shot down. The changing stories in the White House has confirmed Osama bin Laden, a picture of him, was not armed, and that he was killed, and that his wife, Amal al-Sadah, left in the picture, was not used as a human shield. So now that they're being countered, now they're showing a picture here. I'm at Daily Mail, thedailymail.co.uk, and then you can just go to the article. They're showing it. It doesn't look anything like the Waco church. They're showing the front gate. There's no bullet holes in it. That might be, well, that might be two bullet holes down there in the bottom, and it shows some Pakistani police officers standing there. The channel also said that the surviving bin Laden relatives, including six children and one of his wives, have been taken to a hospital in whatever. A slew of fresh details have emerged in the last 24 hours, which indicate bin Laden had a plan to escape alive if ever he came under attack. Because now what they're doing is they're saying that they gave the SEALs orders. He's probably rigged to explode. If you see him, just shoot him in the head because he's going to try to take you out. So if that's what, you know, so they've got to come up with all these stories. You know, it's like, it's kind of cool that if it was true, you know, you wish your government was telling the truth, but we know it's not. But the story, it's like, it reminds me of playing Dungeons and Dragons, and you got people going, oh yeah, well, and they just keep throwing out these made up things. A slew of fresh details has come out. Claims include a report that bin Laden had money and two phone numbers sewn into his clothes at the time of his death. Now, according to Politico, the terror chief had about 450 British pounds worth of cash hidden in his person, suggesting that he was prepared to have to flee quickly if his lair came under attack. Now, CIA Director Leon Panetta is also said to have briefed that bin Laden was not more strongly guarded. Okay, excuse me. How is this? This is written. CIA Director Leon Panetta is also said to have briefed that bin Laden was not more strongly guarded because he believed his network was strong enough that he would get a heads up about any raid. Yeah, he thought that the storyline, the way the script goes, is that the Pakistanis were going to tell him we were coming. A senior U.S. official told Fox News the compound was built for deception with barricades and a false wall set to confuse intruders. They must listen to the show. It was built in readiness for an assault, the official claimed, with barricades on each floor and the main door apparently blocked off by bricks. In a particularly salacious account, the National Enquirer, remember they get some things right, claimed that the Al-Qaeda leader had begged for his life and said, "It's not me," when he was confronted by the HIT team. HIT team, I like that. It has also emerged that Amal al-Sadah, the terror chief's 27-year-old wife and youngest bride, was shot in the leg during a raid but survived. In initial accounts of the firefight, U.S. officials, and I remember hearing this, claimed that bin Laden was armed with an AK-47 and was using his wife as a human shield and engaged in this big firefight. Well, none of that's true. They changed that. I don't know why. They should have stuck with the original story, because what's a big red flag banner for someone that you're telling, you're interrogating your kids over who broke the cookie jar? They keep changing their story. Counterterrorism official John Brennan had said there was family at that compound, and there was a female who was in fact in the line of fire that reportedly was used as a shield to shield bin Laden from incoming fire. She was used as a shield, or did she jump in front? They're going to twist it in the wind. They needed to go over the script in great detail before they released it. But last night, the White House said bin Laden was not armed when a U.S. Navy SEAL confronted and killed him during Sunday night's assault on his compound. What are they trying to do? What do we talk about on the show all the time? When somebody's unarmed and surrendered, you can't shoot them. But now the White House, you know, like the White House talks, but a spokeshole at the White House is saying that that's, you know, yeah, he didn't have a gun. Now, the discrepancy between the two versions of events was put down to the fog of combat. Oh, really? Was there a fog in that war room when they had all the cameras coming in, all the comm coming in? Where was there any room for fog? Security officials said they did not recover any arms or explosives during their detailed search of the compound and the 13-roomed house, during which they removed, now get this, this is what the bad guy had there, and you need to be scared about this, the fact this guy had access to this kind of material. Two buffaloes, a cow, and about 150 chickens.
Oh, no.
Why didn't they, if they're going to make this up, why didn't they put in at least one weapon of mass destruction? Over 2 days, the White House has offered several contradictory versions of events, including misidentifying which of bin Laden's sons was killed and wrongly saying his wife died in the gunfire. Well, he has multiple wives. Now, explaining the mix-up, a U.S. official said another woman had been killed. She is believed to be the wife of bin Laden's courier, Sheikh Abu Ahmed, who was also killed in the raid. Yeah, you come to deliver a package and your wife gets whacked. That's nice. White House Press Secretary J. Carney acknowledged that bin Laden did not have a weapon, even though administration officials have said that the terror leader resisted during the raid. So how did he resist? You know, where's your warrant? Where's your warrant? Bang, shoot you in the head. Maybe that's what they're trying to get us ready for. If they can soften it by saying, look, it worked on bin Laden, why can't we do it to some guy in Idaho? Mr. Carney said resistance does not require a firearm. So resistance raising to the level that you get to be shot in the head no longer requires that you have a firearm or a weapon. He also confirmed bin Laden was shot in the head and in the chest. Of course, we'll never know because they're not going to produce the pictures because we're too good for them. They go, man, no matter what we put out there, they're going to prove it was fake. He added bin Laden's wife rushed the U.S. assaulter. I like how they call him an assaulter instead of operator. And was shot in the leg but not killed. Bin Laden was then shot and killed. He was not armed. Not armed. The U.S. personnel on the ground handled themselves with the utmost professionalism. He was killed in an operation because of the resistance they met. Open the door, Mr. Bin Laden. No, go away. It's not me. Okay, I'm going to shoot you. And they're showing they show goats here, but they're not showing the buffalo. Where are the buffalo? I want to see the buffalo. I'd love to see the buffalo that a terrorist keeps in his house. In explanation of the discrepancies, Mr. Carney, the liar for the White House again, the spokeshole, said that officials had been trying to get information out as quickly as possible about the complex event witnessed by just a handful of people. No, not just a handful of people. And the storyline was being corrected. The storyline was being corrected because they didn't go with the Hollywood script, wag the dog stuff that they went with. Right now, there's some Hollywood types going, if you'd have just stuck to the script, there would be no question. Who added the stupid bury him at sea thing? Was that Obongo? Did Obongo put that in? We told you, we don't want the producers interfering with the writing. We provided a great deal of information with great haste in order to inform you, and obviously some of the information came in piece by piece and is being reviewed and updated. He stopped there. And some of the information was, and he stopped, should have said lies, came in piece by piece and is being reviewed and updated and elaborated on. I love it. They're just telling us the truth right here that they're lying about it. The conflicting accounts risk fueling a possible backlash against the killing with fears of reprisal, terrorist attacks around the world. Do they really need a reason to attack us? Did they need a reason to slaughter churches in Africa on 9/11? Did they need a reason to kill Christians in Africa? They don't need a reason. This is ridiculous. Let's see. The conflicting accounts were feeling. Okay. An Islamist party staged a protest earlier this week with crowds chanting, "Down with America, down with Obama and jihad. Jihad, the only treatment for America." The Pakistani Taliban, an al-Qaeda ally group behind scores of bloody attacks in Pakistan and the failed bombing of the New York Times Square, has vowed to take revenge. Well, no kidding. Let us make it very clear that we will avenge the martyrdom of Osama bin Laden, and we will do it by carrying out attacks in Pakistan and America. There you go, thwacking the hornet's nest, isn't it? Thwacking the hornet's nest. We will teach them an exemplary lesson, Taliban spokesman. Okay, now how am I going to say this? Asanullah Asan said. Meanwhile, the White House said bin Laden's death would not affect plans to begin withdrawing U.S. troops from Afghanistan this summer. Well, that's one good thing. Get the troops home. We're going to need them here. An official with Pakistan's ISI, that's their secret police, told the BBC that 17 or 18 people were inside the compound at the time of the attack. One of those in the building was a daughter of bin Laden who saw her father fatally shot by U.S. forces, the official claimed. Ms. Al-Sadana was just 17 when she and bin Laden were wed in Afghanistan. She was born in Yemen, and the marriage was reportedly arranged to strengthen the terrorist links with the Gulf state. When her father gave her away, he said he was very proud to do so. Bin Laden had sent her home to Yemen for her own safety, but somehow she returned despite being under surveillance. So her true love for bin Laden. See, there's when they make the movie. That's going to be the love interest right there, this young girl who loves the bad boy so much. I'm wondering who they'll get to play. Probably like Jessica Alba or somebody will play, or some scantily clad Hollywood type. She has already told Pakistani investigators she had been living in the compound since 2005, according to Time magazine. The wife is now said to be the center of a diplomatic custody battle because the U.S. wants to interrogate her, but this has been rejected by Pakistan. Because they lost the helicopter, they didn't have enough room to bring her along, and they left her behind. So they couldn't take her and waterboard her at Gitmo and get her to, you know, whatever. I don't know where they got her from. She's probably from Central Casting or something. I don't know if they have, like, Central Casting in Pakistan or if they just did, like, a casting call for all these actors and stuff. You know, I don't know how they would do that. Now, on Monday, thanks to sophisticated satellite monitoring, you know, they want to strike fear into you, U.S. forces knew they would most likely be able to find bin Laden on the second or third floors. They were apparently helped in identifying their target by Miss Al-Sada, unwittingly screamed out his name in the melee. While House officials insist the Navy SEALs were given orders to capture bin Laden if he offered no resistance. The commandos had been schooled in Arabic phrases, which were to be shouted out in an attempt to get the terror leader to surrender. Yeah, right. But officials admitted they never expected him to do so, and it was unclear whether he was really given a chance to surrender. I know, we trained them to do it, but we told them he's not really going to surrender, just shoot him. Confusion about the identities of those killed in the raid came despite the attack being viewed live by U.S. President Barack Obama and other senior officials. It was like a big video game for them. They got the television. Oh, no, shoot that guy. I can just see Obama. Shoot that guy. Look up on the stairs. There's a guy. Shoot him. Shoot that kid. Shoot that chicken. Oh, wait, don't shoot the buffalo. I want a buffalo. Secret photos of the dead bin Laden seen by U.S. officials show a precision shot above his left eye, according to the new claims. They came as a British bishop described bin Laden's death as an act of vengeance and warned for reprisals. Now, retired Reverend Michael Scott Joint, the Bishop of Winchester, said, "The more I consider it, the more concerning I find it. The thing that troubles me the most is the way some are speaking of justice being done. What has actually happened, only too sadly, understandably, is, I think, much more reasonably viewed as an act of vengeance or revenge." Yeah, well, what do you want from a British Catholic? I don't know what. Yeah, I guess he could be like state church or something. The bishop. They have bishops over there in the Church of England. It is a failure of the whole world. Now, I'm not going to keep reading this on. I've been hearing all these people, you know, saying, "Oh, I can't believe we're cheering a dead guy." Well, he died a long time ago, so I'm not too worried about it. But here's a little storyline. The fog of combat that they're claiming. There have been a number of discrepancies issued by the White House since Sunday's raid. Now, Press Secretary Jim "I'm a Liar" Carney blamed that on the fog of war. They said originally that bin Laden was armed with an AK-47 during the raid. But now it comes out that the leader was actually unarmed, but did resist, so he was shot. On Monday, the White House said bin Laden was involved in a firefight, which is why the SEAL killed him rather than capturing him. But ever later, Tuesday, the White House Press Secretary Jim I'm a Liar Carney said bin Laden did not fire at any of the Americans, but was shot anyway. Counterterrorism Chief John Brennan said a woman, thought to be one of bin Laden's many wives, was used as a human shield during the raid and was killed. What we find out to be true, or, well, part of the new storyline, I guess I should say, Amal al-Sadat, 27, bin Laden's youngest wife, is thought to have been rushed to the Navy, it's thought to have rushed at the Navy SEALs and was shot in the leg but not killed. The woman who died is said to be the wife of one of his aides caught in a crossfire. Now, it's like they admit to being brutal and killing women. They go, hey, wait a minute, that doesn't look good. Sure, that may play in a movie, but we got to figure this out. Let's say she got in the crossfire. Okay, then the first thing they said is the White House transcript said it was bin Laden's son Hamza who was killed in the raid, but later we found out it was Khalid. I'm not going to be too upset about that. The night of the raid, administration officials held a telephone briefing for reporters during the raid. We lost one helicopter due to mechanical failure, one of the administration officials said. Later, in the same call, another official contradicted that, said, we didn't say it was mechanical failure. So we got a lot of stuff going on here in this psychodrama that they're playing. It just goes to show you can't believe anything that they're telling us. We're never, I mean, unless we capture some of these people in the revolution, we're not going to know what really happened. So as Lou is playing some music here and we get ready to go to break, we'll be back for another half hour here on Stronghold Radio. And if you guys want to call in, I haven't been looking at the chat room. I'm interested to see what you think about this. If you'd like to call in and give some opinions, if you've read something else, let me know. And as always, go to DutchJones.info. We need your support. There's a place there you can chip in. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Those beautiful talking heads on my TV. And when I called them to complain, and I asked them to explain, they just said that it proves that you're not in the groove of the new majority. Yeah, sure. Well, just between you and me, can't you feel the conspiracy? Can't you sense a hypocrisy, as they call it, democracy? Well, it's a threat to your sanity, and not to mention your liberty. And it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Now they've got microwaves and laser beams and rays to look inside your dreams and satellites that can see your DVDs. They got chips that fit inside your head that'll make you think their thoughts instead, and drugs that'll make you do just as they please. And to make things even more serious, they got strains of new bacteria that are surely to cause some unknown new disease. And that's why we got fear and high anxiety and paranoid perplexity and the gradual loss of all our liberties. And as they try to bring us all down, they might leave us with a frown. They might even be the source of all the rumors in this town. Well, just between you and me, can't you feel the conspiracy? Can't you sense a hypocrisy, as they call it, democracy? Well, it's a threat to your sanity, and not to mention your liberty. And it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Our mail and all our incoming phone calls to the Central Intelligence Agency. We'll just hope and pray someday they'll see that you and me are not the enemy, nor do we believe in cult theology. And as their police try to bust us, we'll keep trying to find some justice, though it's hidden behind a wall of masonry. We'll keep working out our salvation with the feeling of fear and trembling, hoping and praying someday the truth might set us all free. That just cause the media won't respond don't mean there's nothing going on.
And brother, what'll you do if there's something to all the words inside this song? Well, you can say that I'm wild-eyed, that all my fears are unjustified, or that I'm totally mystified by a man who's crucified. But just between you and me, what hung him up on that tree? It was all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. It's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Believe me.
It's the third time I've said that. I'll probably say it three more times. See, in my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
When the crash does come, when there is a natural disaster, during civil unrest, the last thing you want to be is a refugee. So check out DutchJones.info. That's www.DutchJones.info. We have the supplies you need and the information you will need. That's www.DutchJones.info.
You're listening to Stronghold Radio, coming to you from Central California. My views do not always necessarily represent the views of people sitting in the pews at the Church of Cahuilla, the pastor, the people living around the building, people that have come here for training, people that have called me friend and then turned on me. No, my views are simply my own. And same with the other hosts that come on here. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to a live show. It is one day before Cinco de Mayo. It is Wednesday, May 4th, 2011. It is, in fact, a Bible study night. So we're going to get out of here after just 1 hour. And I just want to make sure that people don't think there's going to be a second hour. It's nothing personal. It's just I want to get in the right mindset for Bible study. And that's what we do. So we talked a little bit about Obongo's handling of the OBL action film. Now, actually, I figured out what it was on the break. It was a job stimulation effect, because think of all the careers that are going to be made on going after this conspiracy. The movies, the books, the lecture series. It's going to be amazing on proving that this didn't happen, proving it did happen, debates between both sides. It's going to be amazing. Stop banging into the mic. And people are noticing some of the indicators. Oil stopped rising. Gold went down a little bit. Silver went down a little bit. Dollar stuck at 73. You know, there's some manipulation stuff going on here. I haven't even looked to see what Obongo's numbers are like, but they probably went up. So we'll never really know why they did it, but that's just what it is. I want to point your direction to something else. If you go to DutchJones.info, DutchJones.info, the folks at Sawyer have done something that I am really glad they did. The one thing that I didn't like about their product... you know, the 5-gallon bucket needed, you know, you can adapt it and stuff. They had the bottle, not as portable, but if you look right now on our website, there's a picture. They put together a device that will thread onto 2-liter bottles. It'll thread onto supplied water bags that you can get, but it's much smaller and lighter than, say, a 5-gallon bucket. So I always said it's not the survival, you know, in the field kind of thing, unless you want to carry a bucket around with you or adapt it to hook into your water pack. Well, now they've got it right here. So you'll see a little picture there. And what we're going to do for the month of May, the merry, merry month of May, if you make a $100 donation, we'll send you one of these kits. And you'll look at it right there. It involves a filter, a mouthpiece, a threaded end, which will also, like I said, fit on 2-liter bottles. So if you don't want to use the bladder, but the bladder is cool because you can roll it up and put it in your pack. And then the filter is about the size of any of the other filters you're going to use out there. And if you wanted to, you could just stick the filter in a body of water and suck through it like a survival straw, except this survival straw will last for 1 million gallons of water. So take a look at that. I want to make sure you guys see that. That's how we're trying to raise some money and get you guys the gear you need. You guys responded very well. We sold 5 sets of the Hungarian web gear with backpacks. And, you know, it was, you make a donation, we give it. It's not really like we sold them. You guys understand what I'm saying. Well, and people can say, well, that's $100. Now, the other thing was like 25 to 30. Well, these things are expensive, and we actually lost money on the web gear because shipping went up. So we're going to try it with this. We were going to do shovels, but we have to buy like $100 worth of shovels, and we just don't have any money right now. Maybe if we get, you know, we sell a couple of these, and, you know, we'd have to sell 10 of them. No, we'd have to sell probably 5 of them, but then we need that money for other stuff. But if we sell enough of these, you know, we can get smaller stuff. And next month, I promise you, it'll be something in the $25 to $30 range. And because water is critical. We talked about it a lot Tuesday, yesterday, about water being critical, especially in the area we're in, and I think wherever you are. And I look at this, we want to get one for each of us. And, you know, even though we sell them, we can't afford them. Even with our wholesale discount, we can't afford them because we're not marking them up all that much. What? What's the question in the chat room? Let me see here. Shoo-be-doo. Okay, where is the chat room? What did I do here? Oh, I got to scroll down. That's why. I scrolled up. I got ready. I put you guys down below me. Somebody's asking about the flow rate. Their filters typically... The microns on the filter is 0.02. 0.01. It's 0.01. Most filters are 0.02. These are 0.01. They're a kidney dialysis filter. And then the flow rate depends on the brackishness of the water. Water that's clean, you can, 500 gallons in a day, the ones that we use. You could easily do 500 gallons a day unless you have really brackish water. Or not brackish because you wouldn't use salt water, but dirty water. If you pre-filter it, that's why we tell everybody to have coffee filters. To pre-filter their water. And the way this bag works, or if you're using a 2-liter bottle, you put the coffee filter over the top of the bottle and then stick it under water and let it go through. And then you fill that up and then you can do it. So the flow rate, you can do it with your lungs. They work up to 40 PSI, if that's going to be a question. I don't know if your human lungs can produce 40 PSI. I don't know. I'm not not a respiratory therapist. But that's they tell us to tell people that in case they're going to use a pressurized system like a pump or something. Don't put them over 40 PSI. You'll blow the filter out of them. The cool thing about them is they're low maintenance. You don't boil them. You take a syringe and you backwash them. You simply backwash them. And if you do contaminate the outside, you just rub it down with alcohol or something. Don't boil them because they're plastic. They're not ceramic. And they are kidney dialysis filters that have been modified for survival purposes. And Sawyer's doing some really good stuff. They're a Christian company, and if we, way faster than a Berkey, because, and I'm not a big fan of Berkey. What?
Osama used them.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to say Osama used Sawyer. Osama uses Berkey. Oh, yeah, Osama did use them for kidney dialysis, probably, huh, Lou? Well, hopefully they won't be from the same box. But, I had Berkeys, and I gave the Berkeys away. I had like a $200 Berkey, the Berkey Light. And I gave it away when we discovered these filters. I gave it to somebody who couldn't afford to buy one, and I just gave it to him. I said, look, we've been using this Berkey. You got to boil the filters every so often, you know, whatever it says in the manual. So I like these way better than a Berkey. They're just not as pretty as a Berkey. They're more for disaster. That's what they are. They're designed for disasters and missionaries and survival. That's all Sawyer does. Most of their stuff goes over to Africa. So, for instance, say if we buy one, we have the option of spending a little bit more money and having one sent to Africa, having one sent to, you know, South America. I don't know how many we've been responsible for. I don't keep track of it. But that's why I like Sawyer. Christian company out of Florida. They're not a 501c3 ministry because, you know, it's not a tax. They said, you know, if we do this, you're not going to get a tax write-off for it. We're just going to send it to missionaries. And I like that. Because people, they get all motivated. Well, hey, it's getting near the end of the year. I better donate several $1,000s in water filters so I can get a tax write-off. So, Sawyer brand water filters. But that's what we're going to do. And we encourage everyone to have at least 3 layers of water purification, water filtration. Now, these aren't water purifiers. These are water filters. There's a difference. And you guys need to study that. And we can do a show on it again. But we have, if you go to our store, if you go to dutchjones.info and then click on the store at the top on the little toolbar, you'll see we got a whole assortment of different kinds. Little buckets, you know, you can but why buy the bucket? Just buy the $70 one that comes with a bottle is what I tell everybody, $75, $80, whatever it is. And then adapt them yourself. If you're a survivalist, you should be able to adapt this filter to do just about anything. You should be able to put it onto your Camelback. You should be able to have other fittings to put it onto your house. You should have fittings so that you can... the one, if you buy the survival bottle, it comes with one that fits over the faucet so you can filter it and fill your bottle up with it. Or you can leave it in the bottle, scoop the water out, screw it in, and then you've got a straw and you suck it through the filter that way. There's so many options with Sawyer that I really like it. And I didn't mean to turn this second hour, half hour into a commercial, but there is a need here for us to move more product, and there's a need for you to have it. Those of you that don't have water purification, folks, I don't care if you buy it from us, you buy it from somebody, but you get what you pay for. I've been seeing it at camping stores. They've got these, I don't know what they are, they're like 0.05 microns or something. These pumps, these white, they look like something you used to pump ketchup with. They got a little filter on the end. I would not trust my family's life to that. But for portability, you can't beat it, Chris, because if you look at that one, it just folds up, and you say, okay, what's going on here? Yeah, where's Worland? Worland's contacting me via here. Okay, Worland's listening, but he can't get into the chat room. When you ever have problems, Luke couldn't get in the chat room, just go to dutchjones.info and go into the chat room there. The only way you can, if you go to dutchjones.info and you just try to type something in the chat room there, it'll say you have to sign up, and you sign in that way. That's the easiest way to do it. The Ustream chat doesn't always work, and I thought that's how you guys did it. I always do it. So I was wondering why, you know, if you guys go to dutchjones.info, that way we can keep track of how many people are actually listening, because we don't know how many people listen on Ustream. Most people listen through dutchjones.info. We just got the stats in today, both from Olima and Lewis. And I'm going to be surprised. Remember I was saying I think numbers are low? Last March, we had about 10,200 hits on the website. Now, we don't know how many people stay and listen to the whole show, so I'm not gonna you know, lie to you about that, but 10,000 hits is quite a bit. For April, which I didn't think we'd have that many because we didn't have the death sentence case going on with Shauna Ford, you know, and just, you know, I thought, well, that was bringing a lot of interest because the media was mentioning the radio show. We had 16,000 hits?
Yeah.
For April. 16,000 hits for April, folks. And that is amazing to me. 16,000 hits. We're averaging about 575 people a day coming in here. And they're asking all kinds of questions about the bottle loot. Do you know anything about that?
No.
You guys have to check that. But I'm pretty sure they're... But 575 a day. The best day we had was like Good Friday had like 975 people listening that day, coming in and tuning in. So that is great. And that's just on dutchjones.info. We don't know. And I have to add in the couple thousand that listen a month over on Ustream. We have Liberty Tree Radio when they tune in. I don't know if I haven't checked with them. I need to see if Liberty Tree Radio is playing us or not. But the downloads, Olima sent me the downloads. One of the pastors' episodes was like almost 1,500 downloads, Olima. That was amazing. I don't have the numbers in front of me. Forgive me. But I mentioned it in church the other day that thousands of people are listening, and a couple people went, yeah, right. I go, just because you people don't appreciate me here doesn't mean, you know, and listen to the show. Now, they do appreciate me. Some of them do. That was an over-exaggeration. But just because, you know, you don't listen to the show, because we checked, it's like nobody in this little community listens to the show. We can see where the regional people are. We have people in the bigger cities that are far away from, 40 miles away, 70 miles away. But it's interesting to see. I told you guys the last time we checked, so for March it was like Egypt or India had a bunch of listeners. Well, this time it was Canada, Australia, New Zealand, England, Germany, France, and then India. So we're getting a lot of Europeans tuning in. I think those are a lot of the European defense leagues that are dealing with the Muslim issue. And, of course, when we have Steve Klein on Tuesdays, our numbers go way up because he's got that TV show that reaches like 1.5 million, which I'm sure people are going, yeah, right. It's amazing what jealousy makes you say. But our ministry, we're just blessed. I am so blessed that 16,000 people at least looked us up. And some of them are coming from news articles. Most of them are coming from Google. They get here from Google. They type in Dutch Jones, I assume, and they find us. There's a cluster of people in Tampa Bay, Florida. There's one person in Tampa Bay, Florida, that over the month hit our website over 700 times. So thank you. The most number one downloaded item from our website is Sun Tzu's The Art of War. That's like the most visited thing. So I guess there were people that were looking for that, and they find that we have it free for download, that it's there. So that was good. Lists of things, you know. But hopefully most of them just come and listen to the audio stream. And that's why it's important that we get more material. I don't want them just listening to me. We've got to help Warland get the kinks worked out of his computer so he can talk about Jefferson Territory. We've got to get to a better site where we will be able to what's the word I'm looking for? Where we'll be able to stream better. We just can't do it from here. And somebody called me today and said, well, what do you need? I said, I've been saying it the whole time. We need a consistent $500 a month in donations. And then we can rent an actual spot. Because what we do is we donate money to the church for letting us use this place. There's electric bills that have to be paid and all that kind of stuff. And so we give them money. We have to pay for the internet access, which is 80-some, 90-some dollars a month. And it's just, it's sad, and it's... that we just can't get enough support with, let's say, of 16,000, only 5,000 are really listening. Let's say a third of them are really only listening. With that many people, you know, there's got to be more than just you guys that send in stuff every month. You know, we've got like the same 10 people that donate on a basis, and we've got the same 5 people that donate on a consistent basis. And it's just kind of weird. And we want to do more. Oh, I want to do so much more. I want to run training videos over this. I want you guys to be able to tune in and go, hey, you know, why don't you show that pistol class that you were talking about? Boom, we show it, and you guys can watch it. I want you guys to have your own shows. I'd love to have Batfag have his whole, you know, show on what he thinks the New World Order is all about. And anybody, you know, that's willing to be, you know, at least semi-coherent and intelligent can have a radio show. We've got to be an answer to, and I know, the market's heavy. There's all kinds of militia radio shows, conspiracy radio shows. And I know we're never going to be huge. We're not going to be Alex Jones. But the fact of it is, we mix in so much Christianity, I think it makes us unique, at least until as far as I know. And I want to be able to keep doing that. I want people to keep folks realizing where our true liberty comes from. And this ministry, I can't do it alone. Obviously, if I didn't have Stacy and Lou helping me, I couldn't do it. If they worked all day on the website, Stacy and Lou did, while I researched articles and weed whacked. We got normal things just like you got to do every day to maintain our living space and all that kind of stuff. So I don't want to be huge. I don't want to be big. I just want to be an oasis where people can come to. But we've got to get the input from the listeners. We've got to get the donations. And if I sent out a letter today to a select few, and hopefully if you got one, you spread it around, try and inform, you know, people about what we're doing here. But if we just had a handful of people doing $20 a month or $10 a month, but we got it up to where we could know that I'd get $50 a month, I'd go rent a utilities closet somewhere that had internet, period. That's what I would do. I'd live in that thing if I had to. And we would stream 24 hours a day. We would. Speeches, sermons, you guys love hearing stuff on pastors' sermons. We'd love to do like 3 hours a day of sermons, rotate at different shifts. Alex Jones is how somebody found, is how Chris found us. We get a lot of people because Alex Jones posted that video. They put it up on InfoWars where I got interviewed about the border issue, which is funny. I've gotten more. Other than the Shauna Ford story, that thing has generated more interest in who I am and what we're doing than any of the other stuff I've done. Like our YouTube page, we got like 2,500 hits, you know, and we put a lot of work into that video, Lou and I, and the previous video, so I don't know. I'm just, you know, if it's not God's will, we won't put all the effort into it. But I'm saying we have a huge opportunity here to get some good information out to people without all the hype. You know, you're not going to have me sitting here talking macho, ballistic stuff. And you're not going to have me go the other way and just be all, oh, we got to love all our enemies. You know, Jesus wants us to bow down before tyrants. And, you know, I'm not going to do it. That's not what we're going to do. I'm going to give you the militant Christian worldview, as in Webster's 1828. And that's what we have to do. And I need the help of the people that are not just in the chat room. It's like the people in the chat room are the ones that that do the time to send me articles, to send donations, to send equipment, like Chris from New Jersey did. He sent us the 4 gigs of RAM, and we got it in. And since we've had it in, we haven't had – I shouldn't say this. We haven't had a freeze-up or a lockout or anything, have we? Things have been pretty good, so you know, and I really am thankful to Liberty Tree Radio for them carrying us. I hope they still are. I hope whatever problems they're having, they can get that figured out. And the other outlets, and I'm very thankful to Olima for doing the archives. When I see how many people are downloading shows from the archives, because like our church website, I'm going to be honest with you, you know, Lou put a lot of work into that archive, and there's like a dozen people that download stuff. But like Olima's, it's in the thousands. It's freakishly weird. It's like, as long as we don't call it a church, people are comfortable downloading it. It's the same kind of message you're going to get from going to the church at kawia.org, the church at kawia.org, and that's K-A-W-E-A-H. But I had Lou put a link on our page under link so people can just go to the archive, and maybe it'll make them feel better if they don't think they have to go through a church website to get it. I don't know. But those sermons need to be heard. And people have said, well, you don't have the topics. Well, that's not up to Lou. That's the way they're recorded, and they want them filed that way. What we may need to do, and I don't know if Lou could do this, we like make a master page that has what the topic is, and then you can go look for it by date. Or maybe any new ones you put up, Lou, you put in the topic. You know, at least so the new ones that Lou's doing. And I don't want to make more work for Lou. He's already working his fanny off here. But people want to look for, but I say just start, all the sermons are good. I have yet to have sat, I've been here for almost 4.5 years now, maybe 5, I can't remember for sure. But I've never sat through one of Pastor Warren Mark's sermons and gone, you know, that was a stinker. That's an hour I'm never going to get back. No, you're going to learn something from every one of them. And there's a couple people out there that were using them pretty consistently for their homeschooling and for their home church, and I recommend you guys do it. You guys are all the time telling me, I can't find a good church. Okay. Download those sermons. If you want to do it easier and you want to get a CD, send $35 a month to us and say, I want it to go to the church. Not to you, Dutch. This goes to the church, and we'll make sure that you get what's the word I'm looking for? Every month you'll get copies of the sermons. Warland's talking to you in the chat room. You don't even have the chat up. So there are opportunities for you to interact back with us on those ways. But if, at the very least, download those sermons. And then if you like them, email the pastor. His email's right there on the page. Say, Pastor, the sermon meant a lot to me. Because we got 40 people here right now in our church, and I'm going to be dead honest with you. I don't think the pastor realizes the impact that he's having on you guys out there on, like, the Thursday night thing we do, or when people listen to his sermons that we send out. I don't think he even understands that the 40 people in the church is just the tip of the iceberg. And I think he needs to hear and feel the love that's coming back a little bit. And I highly, you know, I don't want to give out his email here, but his email is on thechurch@kawia.org. Remember, you spell out A-T. In fact, let me just put it in there. You ready, Lou? www.thechurch@kawiah.org. Okay, let's see if I got that right. You guys go there, mark that page. Oh, Warland just announced that his bagpipe music got deleted. Warland's been attempting to get his show up. The voice of Jefferson, and he's just been having all kinds of computer problems. The man needs a soundboard and some cables, and I want to be able to give it to him. We just don't have the money. But if you guys donate, I can get the same. What do we look? We've got this little tiny soundboard that was $85 right in front of us, and we could get it. I could draw up a little thing on how to hook it up, and he could be doing his show, and you could be doing a show. It doesn't take much. It's harder to come up with content than it is the technical side, but the technical side costs money. I can help you with the content by coaching or sharing with you, but you got to do it. So go to thechurchatkawia.org, look through the website, go to the bottom where it has the email for the church. I think it's Lausdeo, lausdeo@cwo.com, and let the pastor know what it means to you. Let the pastor know what it means to you. In fact, I'm just going to put it in there. Do not send him, you know, don't put him on your regular chain mail list. He'll delete you. He gets so much email already from other pastors around the country and stuff. Don't do that at, let's see, CWO.com. He'll probably kill me if he finds it, but it's already on the website there.
He has another email that he doesn't share.
Yeah, I'm not giving out that email. But this email's on the website for the church, and just let him know what his Thursday nights mean to you, or if you've downloaded a sermon, or you've downloaded a America's Providential History, or you like what we're doing here, and if not for God's plan keeping you somewhere else, you'd be here. He needs to hear that. He needs to know that his voice, that God's will through him is getting to you. So please, I implore you to contact him and give him a boost. Being a preacher in these days is a hard time. It's a hard time, unless you're in a mega church and getting paid gazillions. You know, it's tough up here. We're all struggling. The pastor is no different. The pastor is no different. The responsibility is huge and all that. Wow, we're at the end of the hour, folks. I want to thank you for tuning in. Scotty38, thank you for tuning in. We're only doing 1 hour because we have to go off to Bible study, and we need to get in a mindset for that. It's kind of hard for me to come on here and scream about all the stuff and then go have an attitude of prayer. It's kind of tough. So, folks, thank you for tuning in to Stronghold Radio. I'm Dutch Jones. I'll be back tomorrow with something else. I want to thank you for checking us out. If you haven't already, go to dutchjones.info, DutchJones.info. There's a chip in there. Please chip in. There's a post office box there if you'd rather send FRNs through the mail. I got some emails today from folks, so they're just going to mail us $50 that way. We need your help. We need your support. We need your prayers. Send a little bit of love to the pastor through the email I gave out. Check out the church's website. Let them know you care. Let them know that you're interested in the message that's being put out here. And together, we'll get through this. It's not going to be huge numbers, but those of us that understand what's going on have to stick together and support each other, both, you know, spiritually, financially, and morally, and as friends. We need this. So I want to thank you for tuning in. Remember, the sword is heavy. That battle is going to be hard, and it is hard. Victory does belong to the Lord, and we shall not trust in chariots or horses, but we will trust in the Lord alone, and victory will be His. And we'll be along for the ride because we're His children and He loves us. He loves us oh so much. And God bless you and all you do in the holy cause of liberty. Talk to you tomorrow, folks.